Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Follow me here. Come on, follow me here. Follow me here.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The last time Sonia Kitchell joined us here in the studio was 2008, when her last LP came out. She was 19 at the time. By that point, she had already had an album out on Starbucks record label, appeared on Herbie Hancock's Grammy-winning album River, The Joni Letters, and toured the world with Hancock's band, singing Joni Mitchell songs. But after that early rush of activity, Sonia Kitchell took time to regroup, and now, 7 years later, she's back with a new album called We Come Apart. She's here with her band today to play some of it, beginning with the song Hurricane. It's Sonia Kitchell, live on Soundcheck.
Oh,
That is Sonia Kitchell and her band live on Soundcheck with the song Hurricane, which you will find on Sonia's new album called We Come Apart. Nate Woods behind the drum kit here in the studio, Jessica Hume playing electric bass and some backing vocals, Howard Feibusch on electric guitar and vocals, and Sonia Kitchell herself, vocals and electric guitar. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
That is such a cool song.
Thank you.
The arrangement here is perhaps not as obvious as on the record, that there's this influence of Saharan music.
Yes.
Those guitar-toting Tuareg bands.
Yes.
So have you been listening to bands like Tinariwen and Edrin Finitawa and all those groups?
Bombino,
yeah. Well,
yeah.
He's a little more from Niger. The others are all from, like, northern Mali.
Yeah. I got really into it in the last couple of years. I think some of my favorite music I've listened to is desert blues.
Yeah. It's such a, I mean, when I hear that, you hear, like, the wellspring that American rock grew out of, you know? It's, like, so deep in the pocket.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because when we play this song live, people would be like, I love the country song. And I was like, it's not country, it's West African. I mean, it's a different kind of country.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. It's
but, you know,
country music from the Western Sahara.
Exactly.
Any other unusual things that you've been listening to recently?
I listen to a lot of old music. I love the singers like Nina Simone and Dusty Springfield and some of my favorites and kind of spacious classical music.
Mm.
And then...
You mean like Arvo Pärt kind of classical
exactly.
music?
Yeah, Spiegel, Im Spiegel.
Uh-huh.
Super beautiful.
Yep.
And then I also listen to a lot of the Brooklyn bands that kind of around. Howard is an amazing band that I listen to a lot. And our friends, kind of it's like listen to our friends and neighbors, you know, Brown and...
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned in the intro that you spent... most of a year touring with Herbie Hancock's band, singing Joni Mitchell songs. So you got inside one of the great North American songwriters.
Yeah.
What did that, if anything, what did that teach you about the process or the construction of a good song?
Well, that kind of was the tip of the iceberg for me. And it was really amazing to actually take apart the lyrics of those songs and kind of, well, a friend of mine, this guy, Stuart Lehrman, who's this great producer, sat down with me one day, and I think I was either having a writer's block or something, and he said, you know, maybe you know this story, that Hunter S. Thompson stole from Hemingway, basically, by writing to feel what it felt like, you know, mm-hmm, to feel great writing. And that was, like, a major light bulb. So then I would sit down and take apart Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen and Shakespeare.
I think it was Sir Edward Elgar, the English composer that everybody knows from the Graduation March, did the same thing with Beethoven symphonies. He would to learn the mechanics of writing a symphony, he would just copy the score because that's how you learn the mechanics.
That's what we do to learn melodies and songs. You know, you have to learn what came before first. But I think for some reason we don't do that as much with actual lyrics and words.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the same thing. I mean, so many great words have been written.
It also has been 7 years since The Storm, which was the last record. And, you know, so much happened while you were still in your teens. Did you consciously think, I need to take some time and figure out what my next step, or was this just how long it took?
I think it was both. I think it was both an amazingly formative time and difficult time. I had so much happen so fast, and I was traveling so much, especially with Herbie. We were in a different country every day for months on end.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from Western Massachusetts in the middle of nowhere. I moved to New York when I was about 18. So I really needed some quiet. And in that time, I made this EP of string quartet music. And we worked on that. And I think that really informed this album because I fell in love with the lushness of strings and learned how to use them. And also this time, I kind of acted as a side musician more. Mm. So I was touring with this band, Blue Foundation, and did a lot of that, which also informed this record.
Well, this record seems to have a lot more kind of focus on different electric guitar sounds.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got the Tuareg thing happening in Hurricane, but then the song I played a little bit of when we started, Follow Me In, at the very end of that song, there's like this little squall of shoegaze type electric guitar.
That's actually mostly an OP1. Do you know what that is?
Is that a sampler?
It's a little synth made by Teenage Engineering. It's amazing.
And really?
It's like a toy.
Ah.
But it gets these crazy sounds, and you can really crank it and get
It sounded like it had that kind of distorted electric guitar thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fooled me. You mentioned Dusty Springfield as a favorite. And the song Mexico, which you're going to do for us in a little bit, has that kind of sound. So, you know, younger artists often are working through their influences without even realizing. Have you reached a stage now where you if that happens, you can say, oh, I know where that's coming from?
I think so. And, you know, I try to rip off male artists more than female artists because it's not as obvious, you know.
All right. So who are we ripping off with that first?
I should say. Well, actually, you know who I was listening to is this guy, Damian Jurado. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
So, and he had this song I really loved. I think it's called Flight of the Museum. It's on his, like, second to last album. And the tempo, I believe, was 111. And I was like, I love this tempo. So this song, I think I recorded at about 111.
And so that's how you set the metronome to 111 and just right around that?
And found out, I had already bought this guitar. I had gotten this new old Martin, which was like a 1964 Martin. And then I'd never met him or seen him before. And I went to see him play, not knowing who he was yet. And he was like, oh, I have that guitar. That's my favorite guitar. And then I listened to his music. And so it totally, this song has a lot of him in it without, you know, meaning to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damien, you're not getting any of the royalties,
yep,
though.
Sorry. Just have to write something with me because he's an amazing writer.
He's been on Soundcheck. But today it's Sonia Kitchell who's with us here in the studio. You want to play the song for us?
Sure.
The album is called We Come Apart, and Sonia Kitchell and her band are here playing some songs from it live in the Soundcheck studio. This one's called At First.
I've got a question spinning round in my head, of which I would like to be free. They say sometimes questions are best left unsaid, though that may be the case, it cannot be. Oh,
Once again, Sonia Kitchell and her band live on Soundcheck with a song called At First. You'll find a version of that on her new album called We Come Apart. And once again, you know, a slightly different arrangement in the live sound. So do you, you know, you find yourself recasting many of these songs when you start doing them live?
I am a jazz musician, ultimately. So I you know, I have a full-on love for improvisation. And that excites me. So I think, and the songs kind of just, they grow. They grow with who's playing with me or, you know, and you just, it's more fun to let them.
Yeah.
Rather than to be like, no, it has to be like this.
Right, right. So. But you mentioned that, you know, in this long period between LPs, you did an EP.
Yes.
Convict of Conviction, is that one?
Yeah.
With all these, with string ensemble, you know, backing you up. And it seems like that has kind of carried over to parts of this record.
Yes.
You know, there's some lovely, very ambient horn stuff on a couple of songs. And then there are tracks like Lucifer where it's basically just you and strings.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of writing tends to be very kind of composerly. You know, it's the opposite of improvising. You can't just say to the string players, just play whatever.
Well, you kind of... These strings have come, again, from collaborations. The EP was done with my friend Garth Stevenson, who's an amazing composer. And then the record, my friend Sky Steele did most of the string arrangements. And I would record the songs, and then I'd give it to him and say, you know, do your thing. Mm-hmm. And then we would talk about it and make, you know, adjustments. But mostly I wanted to see what colors he would add to it.
Yeah. And the combination of voice and strings...
is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a pretty classy one. Let's hear... This is from the record. I want to give you a chance to hear a little bit of a different texture. This is the song Lucifer from Sonia Kitchell's record, We Come Apart.
Lucifer, lost in a sea of faded sand. You were wearing a torn t-shirt. You had a harp in your hand. We found you walking down by the sea. We found you walking down by the sea. You played a mesmerizing in the wind, howling wild. Have you heard? Lucifer is just a child.
So that's the song Lucifer from the album We Come Apart by Sonia Kitchell. And Lucifer seems like a pretty genial little person in this song.
I saw this kid walking on the boardwalk in Santa Monica, and he was playing a harp, and I asked him what his name was, and he was like, my name's Lucifer. And that's what the song comes from. He said it used to be Christopher. And so I went home and wrote that song.
How old was this person?
I think he was probably about 15.
Yeah, that's about the time when Christopher would change his name to Lucifer.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, the album title, We Come Apart, suggests a breakup album, which is not what this is.
It's not, no. I realized that that would be the assumption. But it's actually about, like, the molecules and all the parts in the universe and how things separate and come together. And that kind of space in between.
Hmm. Here you have a big space in between records. There's been a lot of reconfiguring, I would imagine, of molecules over
You know. And I realized that it was interesting. I was trying to figure out, you know, coming back to this, it has been about 7 years, which is the time in which our bodies regenerate, supposedly, scientifically speaking.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of regeneration. But, you know, I've just been in New York playing music. I haven't been like up on a mountaintop or something.
Well, it's good to have the new record out called We Come Apart. And kind of the single is the song you're going to do for us next, right? And this one, the song Mexico, on the record at least, this sounds like a, you know, like you're channeling Dusty Springfield, which I mean as a compliment because I'm a huge fan of her.
Thank you.
Of her singing. You want to perform it for us?
Sure. I'm sorry we don't have the strings today, but, you know, we'll do our best.
I'm sure the quartet arrangement here with the two guitars, the bass and the drums will do just fine. With Nate Wood behind our drum kit, Jessica Hume playing the bass, Howard Feibusch on guitar, and Sonia Kitchell picking up her guitar now. And here is the song Mexico, live on Soundcheck. Song is called Mexico from Sonia Kitchell and her band live here in the Soundcheck studio. That is the single from Sonia's new record called We Come Apart, which is out now. And there's a really lovely video for that song as well,
thanks,
shot in black and white. You've been posting photographs online for many, many years. So is photography something that you spend time with?
Well, my parents are visual artists. My dad's a painter and photographer. My mom's an illustrator. And my dad gave me my first camera probably around the time that I started singing. So I've been doing it a long time. And actually, Mexico is the first time I've tried shooting a video. So that was a very fun project.
Yeah. And so you directed it?
I shot it and directed it,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice.
So I've been trying on a lot of new hats for this
record.
It's a good opportunity. It's kind of like, well, I guess I could just try to do it.
Well, and so the record is out, and you've toured around behind it and stuff. And so what's the next step? Presumably not another 7 years before the next thing.
Well, the next step is to keep touring around for a little bit because we haven't made it to the West Coast or this or that. And no, it will not be 7 years. It will probably be quite soon because in that time period, a lot was written.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll make do with this one for the moment, with the promise of more to come. The album's called We Come Apart. Sonia Kitchell, great having you back with us on Soundcheck.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, can I take it in? Can I break it in? 'Cause I like the corners of your existence.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Hear lots more, see videos, keep up with what's happening in the music world by visiting our website at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.